I knew I'd probably tear her office apart if I had to wait there. "Miss Warren," I said, "I want to wait outside." "But it's snowing," she said. "Well, that would make it perfect then, wouldn't it?" I said. It was a rhetorical question, meaning there wasn't supposed to be an answer, right? But poor Miss Warren, she answered my rhetorical question. "No, I don't think it's a good idea to wait in the snow," she said. "You're very vulnerable right now." Vulnerable! She told me I was vulnerable. My big sister was dead. Of course I was vulnerable. I was a reservation Indian attending an all-white school, and my sister had just died some horrible death. I was the most vulnerable kid in the United States. Miss Warren was obviously trying to win the Captain Obvious Award. "I'm waiting outside," I said. "I'll wait with you," she said. "Kiss my ass," I said, and ran. Miss Warren tried to run after me, but she was wearing heels and she was crying, and she was absolutely freaked out by my reaction to the bad news, by my cursing. She was nice, too nice to deal with death. So she just ran a few feet before she stopped and slumped against the wall. I ran by my locker, grabbed my coat, and headed outside. There was maybe a foot of snow on the ground already. It was going to be a big storm. I suddenly worried that my father was going to wreck his car on the icy roads. Oh man, wouldn't that just be perfect? Yep, how Indian would that be? Imagine the stories I could tell. Yeah, when I was a kid, just after I learned that my big sister died, I also found out that my father died in a car wreck on the way to pick me up from school. So I was absolutely terrified as I waited. I prayed to God that my father would come driving up in his old car. "Please, God, please don't kill my daddy. Please, God, please don't kill my daddy. Please, God, please. Don't kill my daddy." 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes went by. I was freezing. My hands and feet were big blocks of ice. Snot ran down my face. My ears were burning cold. "Oh, daddy, please. Oh, daddy, please. Oh, daddy, please." Oh, man. I was absolutely convinced that my father was dead, too. It had been too long. He'd driven his car off a cliff and had drowned in the Spokane River. Or he'd lost control, slid across the center line, and spun right into the path of a logging truck. Daddy, 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 daddy. And just when I thought I'd start screaming and run around like a crazy man, my father drove up.